there.
Hi, is Lydia in?
This is she. How are you?
Hey, not bad, Lydia. My name's Sam. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. Did you have a couple minutes to talk about your file right now?
I do.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. So, yeah, I'm with the underwriting department. We actually just had your file submitted to us, and I just wanted to give you a call to give a little quality control, make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we'd like to accomplish here. So, a couple basic questions just to start off. It looks like you've been working with, is it Zach?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, pulling up the notes here. All right. And then I have you as the 50% owner of the business along with Joe. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 2004.
Since 2004. All right. And looking at the notes on the file here, looks like we have down that you're looking for upwards of $150,000. Does that sound right to you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And what exactly were you going to be using the funds for?
Well, when you read through, you'll see that we got a contract with FEMA, so we're going to go down and set some homes for FEMA. It's going to cost us upwards of $150 a month in just materials.
Oh, wow. $150 a month in materials. Okay.
And that's not, you know, rent, and we've got to take crews and payroll and food, and, you know, so, yeah, we need some cash.
Okay, I gotcha. And as far as a time frame goes, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Yesterday would have been better than today, but whatever.
Okay, all right, so we're gonna work as fast as we can on it. All right, now, I'm showing that you guys have gross annual sales of just under $1 million. Does that sound right for you as well?
Yeah, I think it's $892 from last year.
That's from last year.
We're already above that this year.
Okay, do you know what you're tracking to do for this year?
I'm going to project about $1.2 million.
Okay, 1.2. All right. Okay, and then, you know, I'm looking at it. I see that you have the current loan. It looks like it's through, what is it, Power Up? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Power Up. Okay. And my notes show that the current balance on that is about $120,000. Is that accurate?
Ish, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Okay. Is it a relatively new loan?
We funded it in September.
Oh, in September. Okay. All right.
I think August was when we funded it.
Oh, okay. All right. And what did you take that loan out for? What was it primarily used for?
We purchased some equipment and paid some payroll taxes, and we were supposed to be doing a big oil. We haul crude oil as well. We were supposed to be doing a big crude oil project, but the man that was in charge of that killed himself a month ago.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. So we didn't get the project. We didn't get the project going in the direction we had hoped it would. But that's still out there, and it's still, I mean, we're still working on it. What else do you do, right?
Sure, yeah, okay.
That was a blow.
Yeah, no, that can, I mean, that in itself is tough, coupled with everything that comes with the business. I gotta,
yeah.
Okay, now, as far as financing for, you know, the upcoming project, you know, the notes show that you got the move to Louisiana for it and everything. Have you looked anywhere to get the financing for it yet?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, these payday loan people call here 5-6 times a day. I did not realize that doing one of those creates a nightmare for the rest of your life.
Oh, you're getting rang off the hook with others that want you to do the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. I hear a lot of that from a lot of the people
it's
that I work
joke.
With.
I don't know. It's worse than buying a damn car.
That's pretty bad because I get called all the time for my car.
I hate it.
Okay. All right. So here's a question for you. I know we're working to try to shoot for the 150. Now, a little initial feedback for you too is, because you have this other loan that you just took out with the balance of $120,000, that eats up a lot of what is available to you just off the bat. Okay. These programs are based on not only cash flow, but you know, your gross annual sales for the year. Usually we're able to do 10 to 15% of that. So, I mean, without that loan, we'd be looking at upwards of $150,000. With that loan, it's going to put a cap on us. So I'm obviously going to shoot for the largest approval possible, but do you have any idea of a window of what the minimum amount that you would at least be able to get started with for the time being?
If yeah. I could get $30,000 to $50,000 in my hand, like tomorrow or yesterday, okay. That would get me out the gate and get me down there and get me set up. And then once we start making money, then this becomes irrelevant. And the government pays we have to work 2 weeks, and then they start paying every week.
Okay, so you're probably, how far would you say you are out from actually receiving payment for the work?
I'm going to guesstimate at third week in November.
Oh, third week in November, okay.
Of this month. We're in November today.
Yeah, it jumped up on me pretty quickly, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent Zach an AR schedule off of this job, and I think it's only through January. It might be 6 months, but if you can see those numbers, yeah. And I have the FEMA contract. I have the AR. I sent all of that over to him. I don't know what you're seeing, but if you could ask him if he could forward the AR to you, you'll die. And we really need to get this damn project going.
Okay, no, absolutely. That's going to help. Right now, to give you an idea of where you are in the process, your file just got sent to underwriting, so I'm just kind of trying to confirm exactly what we're working with, get an idea of, you know, a window for, you know, a minimum, maximum that we can get you approved for.
My goal in life, so that you know, if I could get rid of Power Up, it's a daily payment. And I know that might be a little bit stupid on my part, but if I could get the daily payment out of my hair and do like a monthly payment, I don't know if that's feasible, or a weekly payment would be better even.
Sure.
My cash flow will get better if I get that, you know, under control, if you will.
Yeah.
And if I could have 30 to 50 in my hand, it gets me out the gate and gets me started.
Okay, yeah, I have a pretty good idea of what we want to do here. I mean, I'd like to be pretty honest with you, you know. First and foremost, like, obviously it would be great to refinance you out of that Power Up daily loan. I don't think that is possible right now, just because we're so fresh into it.
Okay.
Now, what I do think would be the best route is, let's shoot for that smaller amount and set it up in a way that we can at least get you 30 to 50 right now, but then get you far enough where you're, you know, having a return on your project, but also that Power Up balance is getting lower. Once that gets down to probably, I think we're probably about 2 months out from being able to fully refinance that. But the immediate need right now is to get you the cash to at least start the project in Louisiana.
Correct.
I think that's going to be kind of our strategy here, is get you approved for the amount to at least get you started in Louisiana, but hold off on a program that will refinance you out of that Power Up probably about 2 months from now. And at that
point,
you're going to have cash flowing.
Right. And you guys would be willing to do that?
Yes. So I think the program that I'm initially going to set you up on is probably going to be a relatively short term, that once you get at the 50% mark of that term, you would be eligible for refinancing, longer term, more cash, and refinance the whole Power Up balance at that time. But right now, it's going to be a short term, quick injection of cash for you, allow you to get things started, and then have options about 2 months from now.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect. All right. So we're on the same page there. Let me see if there's anything else here I need. Okay. I think that should just about do it for me right now. I'm going to go ahead and give the green light on the file to get you approved for probably that $30,000 to $50,000. That's the next step. So we're probably about a day away from that. At that point, we'll have Zach reach back out to you.
Okay. I sure appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.